Welcome to the Informed Discussions podcast, where we discuss the latest economic, demographic, and public policy research that is helping Utah prosper. I'm Nick Theriot, Communications Director at the Gardner Institute. Today, we'll be discussing Utah's travel and tourism industry with Gardner Institute Senior Tourism Analyst, Jennifer Lever. So let's get started. Gardner Institute produces leading travel and tourism research in Utah. We produce reports, profiles, research briefs, fact sheets, data sheets, and blogs on Utah's visitor economy. Our research informs the Utah Office of Tourism, destination marketing organizations, policymakers, and the general public. This month, the Institute published the annual State of Utah's Travel and Tourism Industry Report from lead author Jennifer Lever. So before we get into the specifics of the annual report, let's talk about what this industry means to Utah in a general sense. Just how vital is this industry to our state, and how do we compare to other states in terms of its share of our economy?
So travel and tourism is important to our state's economy. In 2021, visitor spending actually made up a 2.5% share of total statewide GDP, and close to 1 in 14 Utah jobs is directly in or supported by the travel and tourism industry. And on a national basis, a few years ago, Utah actually ranked fourth in the nation for the number of National Park Service jobs, according to the National Park Service. And Utah is in the top 10 states as far as number of ski resorts.
Wow. So fourth total in total number, not just percentage of workers.
Total number, which is, I think a few years ago, was around 17,000.
Wow. So the Institute works closely with the Utah Office of Tourism to produce this research. Talk about that partnership a little bit. What does it mean for this type of research for our state?
Yeah, so at the Gardner Institute, we have had a contract with the Utah Office of Tourism for almost 10 years now. And during that time, I have worked primarily on that contract. It's been an incredible partnership, and I've learned so much over the years. And one thing I did want to note is the improvements in the access to tourism-related data that we have now as opposed to when I first began in this role. Especially the details, the timeliness, and the presentation of that data is improving all the time.
Let's discuss the latest report now. The headline is that Utah's travel and tourism industry has experienced a healthy post-pandemic recovery, yet continues to face a service industry labor shortage, stunted international visitation, and inflammatory headwinds. But before we get into that, let's start with the good news and go through these key findings. We're talking spending, jobs, tax revenue, et cetera. So start with spending, and let's just dive into the details here. What are the key findings?
Yeah, so in 2021, which is the most current data that we have for visitor spending, visitors to Utah spent a record $10.6 billion. And this spending generated or supported close to 90,000 direct Utah jobs and supported another 41,000 jobs for around 130,000 Utah jobs. As far as tax revenue, we had a record $1.8 billion in state and local tax revenue and a record spending in accommodations both in 2021 and in 2022. So each year, record spending there. And as far as our parks visits, we had record national park visitation in 2021 and as well as state park records in 2021. But we did start to see a softening in visitation to our parks in the spring and summer of 2022.
So how much of a softening would you say that amounted for? I'm just curious.
Well, in relation to the surging gas prices that we had in the spring and summer,
sure,
we did start to see a little bit of a deceleration in visitation. Nothing too extreme. I think overall in 2022, visitation was still really strong. It's just compared to that 2021 year, which was post-pandemic.
Sure. Lower gas prices correlated to more folks going out, enjoying the state parks. So you could probably draw a direct line from overall visitation
to
those
travel.
higher
Yeah, people
to
were
those
ready
higher
to
prices.
Travel.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You mentioned Utah ranks high nationally in terms of the number of ski resorts. Of course, ski season is in full swing, so we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it a little bit. Let's talk through those numbers. What do we see in terms of the ski industry, ski and snowboard industry here in Utah?
Yeah, and the ski industry in Utah is a huge component of our travel and tourism industry, as you know. Last year, 2021-2022, was a record ski season for us at a record 5.8 million skier days, which, to put that in context, is nearly double the number of visits that we had 20 years ago. And our spending last year at the ski resorts was over $2 billion for the first time, which is actually a doubling of visitor spending in 10 years.
Wow. So again, just to reiterate that,
yeah,
doubling of visitation in 20 years and spending in 10 years, that's significant.
I did want to also talk about, we know it's been an amazing snow year so far. Alta last week reported they had already surpassed the 500 inches of snow mark, which is a big deal. And now with this past storm over the weekend, they're resting around 535 inches. Basically, what this means is having this much snow so early in the season is that we are on course to perhaps have a record snow year, at least going back to when it was started tracking it in 1945. That said, I think it's fair to say that we are headed for another record ski season this year at our ski resorts.
So these are stark numbers we're talking about here. Again, we're recording this on the afternoon of February 23rd. We just had a major storm, and that put us over, well over that 500-inch mark. Truly, truly astonishing. And you said 1944.
Is when the Alta started tracking
Wow. The
snow totals. And I will say that March is typically March typically gets some of the most snow all year.
Wow.
So we're still looking at that potential.
Right? We're not even there yet. So looking at another sector of the travel and tourism industry, visitation to Utah, specifically conventions and convenings. What's the latest on Utah's convention industry, major convenings? They have roared back, obviously, post-pandemic. People are gathering again. What are we seeing?
Well, obviously 2020 was a rough year for our conventions in Utah and our business travel, as far as, a lot of meetings had to go online because of COVID. And in 2021, at least in the first half, it was kind of a rough start. I think we had a resurgence of different variants of COVID that prevented a lot of planned meetings to actually hold back, and instead of coming to Salt Lake as they planned, to go online. And then in 2022, we finally saw it picking back up, going back to baseline. Particularly in the last few months, we have again started hosting the Outdoor Retailer Convention, which is huge. That took place in January this year. And if I look at the downtown Salt Lake City occupancy rates, we are finally getting back to that 2019 in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that we opened a few months ago in October. We opened the Hyatt Regency Convention Hotel, which is a 26-story, 700-room hotel, which is going to allow Salt Lake to host bigger and more conventions and conferences.
So we just actually discussed hotels, new hotel opening, and the report obviously tracks accommodations across the state, room occupancy, et cetera. In that same vein, short-term rentals in Utah. We're talking Airbnb, we're talking VRBO, some of these major companies that, of course, we're all familiar with. They've been a hot topic as of late. And what does this report capture on Utah's short-term rental market? And I know we've done research on this a bit in the past. There's been some other data that the Institute's put out, among others. But what does this report capture? What are you seeing in general on Utah's short-term rental market, and what Utahns should be aware of?
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic. That is true. What we've seen in our short-term rental market is a healthy increase in short-term rental listings in our state over the past 4 years, to the tune of almost 40%. Increase in capacity in 4 years. Meanwhile, our hotel room capacity has only increased 4%. So short-term rentals, their capacity, the number of listings, has increased like 10 times as much as hotel capacity statewide. The interesting thing to note, however, is that while we saw short-term rental occupancy rates increase in 2021 or after the pandemic, if not in reaction to the pandemic, you know, a lot of people started staying in short-term rentals, you know, feeling it was a little safer with this virus going around. But in 2022, we started to actually see short-term rental occupancy rates soften and start to decline while we saw hotel rates, occupancy rates continue to increase. So this could suggest that our short-term rental market has reached saturation, and it will be interesting to watch what happens in 2023 to see if that trend continues.
Interesting. So more to come on the short-term rental market, but that 40% number is stark, to say the least. That's quite the increase, but we'll see what happens. So this report also highlights some headwinds faced by Utah's travel and tourism industry. What are the major economic forces that may impede growth in this industry across the state?
You know, I would say there are five big ones that I have been talking about recently. Number one, our continued labor shortage in the leisure and hospitality sector and, you know, in the service related industries. Ever since the pandemic, when we saw a loss in a lot of these leisure and hospitality jobs, we've these jobs have been slow to recover, relatively speaking, probably lagging behind 2019. More so than any other sector in our state. So this is, you know, we are starting to see these jobs catch up, but slowly. So that's definitely something that has been a little bit of a challenge. Number two, we have a relatively low international visitation. We still have some low international visitation due to continued restrictions on people traveling to the U.S. In fact, it wasn't until late 2021 when they lifted some restrictions for travel, but then also there has been the restriction of proving your COVID vaccine before you can enter the country, which is in the process. I believe right now a bill was passed to lift that restriction as well. So I think in the next 1 or 2 years, we're going to start to see that Asian market come back and more international travel come back online. Third is inflation. We all know that inflation has been pretty high in the last couple of years, you know, in Utah, in the West, around 4.5% in 2021, and then jumping 9% in 2022. So, you know, if you're looking from now to pre-pandemic, we're looking at close to 13-14%. I mean, it's huge. So that's going to perhaps impede travel in some regards. Four is a strong U.S. dollar. It is the U.S. dollar has been strong for the past year, and this kind of deters, you know, international visitors from coming when they're not going to get as much of an exchange rate on their dollar. So, and then finally, the talk of a U.S. recession in 2023. And, you know, one thing I will mention is the tourism industry is usually the first industry to foreshadow, I guess, a recession, because people will start to hold back on their travel budget. They'll start to save that, maybe cancel some travel plans. I would say right now, everything seems to be going along.
Bottom line, many of the forces that impede growth in all sectors or in overall economic growth affect the travel and tourism industry, if not more in a lot of ways. I think we could agree that the travel and tourism industry is certainly more susceptible than other industries or sectors. Finally, Jen, just one last question. If you could summarize where Utah's travel and tourism industry is based on these current trends we've described, headwinds, we've described tailwinds, what's working for our travel and tourism sector, what may kind of slow growth in the future, in the near future, in the distant future. But if you could just summarize it, where we're at right now and where we're going based on these trends, how would you put it? What's the headline here in your view?
When I think about our tourism industry or the, you know, travel and tourism industry as a whole right now, I think about cautious optimism. So far, things seem stable in our industry and hopefully will continue to remain that way as our state has so much to offer to visitors. However, we can't deny the economic uncertainty of our time. So cautious optimism is what I'm going to go with here.
Cautious optimism it is. Jen, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Nick. It was great.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks to Jen for joining us. You can find all the latest travel and tourism data on our website at gardner.utah.edu. And as always, thanks for listening to the Informed Discussions podcast at the University of Utah's Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute at the David Eccles School of Business.